This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today.
Doing great today. I really wanted to record this episode on a Saturday, and it's just because for tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to be taking off just downtown Toronto, and I'm going to hang out with my friend and my other friend Brenda as well too. You know, I haven't seen her. She's the one that really helped me when I was in Toronto, and just really, you know, just because like she's taken off for the wedding in Vancouver, and so she's gonna be gone for a period of time. And again, like I just really want to get out and just change up environments and everything like that. But during this time, I'm just thinking about like the amount of sacrifices that you have to make just for whatever you want in your life. Like I was just thinking a lot about that, and this is just only a sliver of my life right now. And I'm just kind of coming up to grips with like what it means to really, really sacrifice. I'm listening to another podcast this morning, and amazing inspirational podcast, and you know, Lewis House, and it was just amazing. Got me really thinking that a lot of the entrepreneurs that I look up to, Lewis House, Pat Flynn, Tony Robbins, Mel Robbins, and every other, like a lot of entrepreneurs and all these great people that I look up to, has really, really shown me that they've been really at this for more than 10 or 15 plus years, and they've the meaning of sacrifice is like they sacrificed their 20s and a bit of their early 30s to live the rest of their 30s, late 30s or so, and the rest of their life in, you know, living well, and that's the sacrifice that needs to be made. Yeah, the part that I'm trying to wrap my head around is that getting over the fact that there's really unicorns out there, that you always hear stories of like these great entrepreneurs that made it when they're 28, 20, 25, 21, and all those sorts and everything like that. These are unicorns. These, just understanding that they were just at the right place at the right time, but one, like just grabbing the land grab early in the game, there's a lot of, you know, people just grabbing YouTube at an early age. You see a lot of unboxing videos by kids and stuff like that. There's other ones as well too. It's not luck, okay? It's totally different. It's just because they've seen, they were just ahead of the game, right place at the right time. That's totally different. I don't believe in luck per se. It's all about really consistently showing up every single day and sacrificing and working really hard. And it really made me think about that, because I had a hard time trying to figure that out, just working really hard, diligently, and almost like kind of beating myself up and not figuring out the whole entrepreneurship road earlier in the game, because I figured this out maybe at age 25 after the abortion, after a lot of being held at gunpoint. You guys already know my story, but I'm going to dive a little bit more and deeper into that as well too in the future by my thoughts and what I learned about that. But the thing is that, yeah, like I'm kicking myself because I didn't figure it out when I was 20. But again, you can't kick yourself and can't regret these things. You're gonna move forward and sacrifice. And this is me sacrificing my late 20s to, you know, even early 30s and everything like that, just to live well, to build the things that I once wanted to do, to go in and build schools and go and do a lot of volunteer work in the future. And I'm excited for that, and I'm willing to pay that price. And that's what you kind of have to ask yourself as well too. It's like, are you willing to pay the price for this? Are you willing to get out and share and work hard? Even if it means just sitting out with your friends and telling them, like, hey, you know what? I really enjoy your company. But the thing is, like, I'm in the transition period. It's even telling your partner that I'm really focused. Like, my time is really tight. It's you picking up that second job and really working hard at it and going to school at the same time on top of building your side hustle. Whatever it takes, you really have to manage your time and really focus on that, right? You know, it's really, really just that, showing up and being very patient with it, coming to grips with that. It's one thing. That's what I'm trying to say for this episode, is that, like I said, like, don't pay attention to the unicorns. Don't pay attention to those guys and girls where they're early in the game. And like I said, patience is a virtue, and sacrifice and working hard and diligently going at this, and you'll make it. You'll 100% make it if you go and sacrifice and know the goal and know the attack. You know, it's really hard because, like I said, like now more that I think about it, I've only been doing this for about roughly solidly for 2 years. 2 years, right? I've been in the sales industry, learning customer service. A lot of these skills really has helped and shaped me into who I am today and how I interact with people and how I do all these things. It's quite interesting to see that and how it applies in more and more so every time. It's going to be interesting to see more of this in the future. And like I said, patience is a virtue. Like really diligently growing yourself and focusing on that is important. And like I said, if you're in the same boat as me and you're starting about a year into this, into entrepreneurship, into digital nomadism, whatever it is, when you're building a business and you don't see a result after a year, be very patient with that, because you always hear that story. I'm always reminded by that story every time I talk about these things, is that growing bamboo trees realistically takes about 4 or 5 years before you see anything. They don't have any results. You're just going to constantly water the seeds and everything. They're just in the ground. And then afterwards, after 4 or 5 years, they sprout 4 weeks and they just grow into the full length. Like we're talking about feet here. That is the story that I hear all the time, that just reminds me that you don't see any results in the very beginning, the first 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Like Lewis Howes, I look up to him, he's an amazing podcaster. He didn't see any results in 3 years of doing his podcast. He didn't monetize after 3 years or so, right? So it's the way that works, and it's exponential growth. It just happens. You just got to show up and you just got to have that one big break, and it'll happen if you're very patient and you're willing to sacrifice and keep going at it, and you'll see it. Anyways, guys, I'm going to cut it off here. Hope you guys have an amazing Sunday. You guys are going to be hearing this in the future, and I hope you guys have a great one. I'll see you guys on the flip side. Take care. Stay awesome. Stay classy. If you guys have any questions, send me an email, paul@pathhunters.com. Follow me on Instagram, pathhunters. As well too. Anyways, guys, I'll catch you guys on the flip side, and stay awesome. And remember, you guys can do it. I believe you guys can. I don't say that enough. And if you're out there, whatever in the world, just stay focused, because like I said, you'll make it. I know that things can happen. You can. All right. Anyways, guys, have yourself a great one. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.